Okay, let's dive in. Our mission for this deep dive is intelligent automation, or IA.
Right. It's this really powerful convergence of AI and robotics.
And what's staggering from the sources you sent is the speed of it all. This isn't just another industrial revolution.
No, not at all. The velocity and the scale just dwarf that first shift.
We went from, dull, dirty, and dangerous jobs, that rigid mechanization.
Something new to adaptive autonomy.
And the economic scale here is, I mean, it's almost hard to grasp.
It is. The projection is nearly $2.9 trillion in economic value.
Just in the United States.
Just in the U.S. and by 2030. But, to get there, these machines need a new kind of brain.
A unified cognitive architecture. You flag the VLA model. So vision language action, how does that VLA model unlock that kind of value?
Well, it's the glue. It's the core concept that connects the intelligence to the physical task.
So the robot isn't just reacting.
Exactly. It's seeing its environment, it's understanding natural language commands, and it's planning the action all at once. This is what we call agentic AI.
Which means it can actually think strategically. It uses memory.
Right, both short-term and long-term. So think of a warehouse robot. It doesn't just see an obstacle. It can remember that a certain aisle gets really congested around 10:00 a.m. every day.
And it reroutes itself ahead of time.
Preemptively, yeah. But that thinking is only half the battle. The physical side, the act phase, is finally catching up.
This is the part that I found fascinating. The material science. Artificial muscles.
It sounds like sci-fi, but it's real. They're mixing liquid crystals into elastomers.
And these things can lift 2,000 times their own weight.
Which is a massive, massive jump. It means we can move away from slow, expensive metal fabrication and just, 3D print custom high-strength limbs.
Okay, so let's connect this to the real world. High-stakes sectors. Healthcare.
A perfect example. Nurses spend, what, up to 30% of their time on tasks that aren't direct patient care. Fetching supplies, delivering lab samples.
Things a robot could do.
Things a robot like Moxie is doing. It's a socially intelligent manipulator. And the numbers are staggering. At one health system, MoxieBots saved clinical staff over 9,400 hours in less than a year.
Wow. So it's not about replacing nurses.
No, it's about reallocating their expertise back to high-touch patient care, where it matters most.
And we're seeing that same kind of precision revolution in, of all places, agriculture.
Right. The laser weeder from Carbon Robotics.
A tractor with 150-watt CO2 lasers.
It's incredible. It uses this sophisticated large plant model to identify weeds.
And then it just shoots them.
It shoots them. Over 5,000 weeds per minute with sub-millimeter accuracy. One machine does the work of a 75-person hand crew.
Without chemicals.
Exactly. Which brings us to the workforce. This really changes the conversation.
It's not about labor extraction anymore. The term I saw was super agency.
Yeah, it's about amplifying human capability.
So what's the one skill you need to have in this new world?
It's AI fluency, the ability to manage and work with these tools. Demand for that skill has surged, sevenfold in job postings in just 2 years.
And the model for this is the Centaur.
The Centaur model. Humans handle the judgment, the strategy, the qualitative thinking.
And the AI partner handles the heavy data lifting, the number crunching.
And it works. MIT found that skilled workers who partner with AI this way see a 40% performance boost.
So when you put all this together, what's the big takeaway?
The value is shifting. It's moving away from the hardware, the robot's physical body, and toward the software.
The brain, the VLA model.
The brain is the new profit center, absolutely.
Which sets us up for a really provocative thought to leave everyone with. Looking forward to, say, 2035.
Yes. Some futurists are predicting that with the potential arrival of artificial superintelligence or ASI traditional work, it might just become optional.
Optional. So what do we do?
Well, the idea is that machines would provide the foundational and infrastructure, and human activity would reorient toward creativity, socializing, higher-level problem-solving.
Finally fulfilling that old promise of a 15-hour work week.
Potentially. It's something pretty profound for all of you to think about as we step into this new era.